Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Today, we're so blessed that you're joining us. We are in part two now, the conclusion of our great two-part interview with a good friend of our ministry, Marnie Swedberg. Now, if you missed any of part one yesterday, you need to go back and catch up, because Marnie's been sharing about, you know, how to just serve God with the minutes that you have, especially as it relates to social media. You know, we're talking about influencing our culture through social media, and she dropped some great value bombs yesterday. You need to go back and catch up, because I just don't have time to replay everything we talked about yesterday. I'll back up just a little bit for continuity's sake. But folks, I am telling you, you do not want to miss anything that she's been sharing about how to achieve success on social media just in a few minutes a day. It's so riveting how she just was able to share this in tidbits that easily consumable, easy to understand what it is she's trying to get us to comprehend, and easy actionable steps. Now, she's also the author of a great book that if you haven't ordered your copy yet, you need to go down the show notes and click on it. It's called Feeling Love, Connecting with God in the Minutes You Have. It's an awesome book. We've been discussing that book. But right now, let's go ahead and jump into the conclusion of today's program with Marnie Swedberg.
I mean, do all these social media platforms, though, accomplish the same end result, or should you use different platforms for different functions?
Okay, so yes and no. I am one of those people who I post pretty much the same thing across all my platforms. There are people who have very different posts for each platform. I do these art pictures that I make, and like the one today said, Jesus Christ, my light and my life. And there was a picture of light in the background, you know, and that was the meme for today. Well, when I created that, when I had fun doing the art, and sometimes I do that like in the evenings for fun. I just sit on Canva and I make art. And it's just very fun and relaxing for me. My husband's watching TV, and I'm not a big TV watcher, so I'll sit next to him and do my little Canva art while he's watching TV. But that's just enjoyable for me. So you have to find what that is for you. But when I create those memes, I create them in three sizes. I create a square, which is perfect at Instagram and LinkedIn. I create an oblong, which is better for Facebook and for a couple of the others. And then I create a tall one, which is good for Facebook stories and Pinterest. So, you know, I just do it all at one time. Once I have the art made, I just quick resize it. And Canva.com is a great source for beautiful free images, as well as they resize it so quickly for you. And then you just have a couple tweaks to make and you're done. So that's kind of how I do it. I go across all platforms, but there are people who say, you know, you definitely have to do different things for different platforms. And it's true that when we had the restaurant, or when we had the retail store and I was doing sales of products or sales of food item that day for just those customers, it's true, I didn't post that over at LinkedIn. Because it was such a local niche business, right?
Yeah, right.
So when you're talking a local business, that's completely different than when you're talking about just being an online ministry that's available to everybody really around the world.
Okay, so let's say a local tire shop.
Yeah.
You know, or auto repair shop.
Right.
They would be probably just on Facebook or something like that.
Well, they would be wherever their clients are. Okay. You know, definitely Facebook is fantastic because you can niche down to, I mean, you can get it within a certain zip code, within right. a certain, you know, how much the household makes average, if it's male or female, if they own a vehicle, you can get it so specific.
Yeah.
So I think that the, you know, Facebook is beautiful for businesses that are local in that way. And same with the Google Business as well. Google Business is super important when you're doing your Google Business. Your recommendations there, your reviews there are what are the key. And it's really intimidating to start asking people for reviews. But once you get on a roll and you find your system, then it's not so difficult. And the thing is that your business, let's say a restaurant, when someone knows your restaurant and loves your restaurant, they're not going to look at the Google reviews. They're just going to come eat with you. But when they don't know you yet, they're traveling through, those Google reviews are going to make all the difference between whether they're going to stop or not. So getting the Google reviews at your Google business site and having that linked to, like, let's say your menu and all that, those things are critically important for a local business.
I know this was probably 4 or 5 years ago. Yelp was a big one for trying to find, you know, where can we go get this kind of food? And
yes,
I don't even know if they're still in existence. I have no idea.
Yeah. There's so many. And I think the key is to start with Google. From my perspective, the key is to start with Google and start with Facebook and then go from there. Because there's a lot of places you can expand out. But what I find is that as soon as someone feels overwhelmed, then everything stops. Mm-hmm. There's
both
no
hands
updates.
Up on that one.
There's no update anywhere because now I just can't do anything. I'm just locked down. I can't think. So it's most important to be present at your key locations, which for a local business is going to be your Google business page. And for a online, anything is going to be Facebook. And even a lot of local businesses have a Facebook page just because it's just really become a marketplace. It really has.
Yeah. It seems like there's new social media platforms that are popping up every week. I know we should be paying attention to these new platforms and not just sticking with the well-known ones. I mean, there was a time when MySpace was the place to be. You know,
that's right. Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
No.
and people were all in, you know, VHS and beta tapes and Blockbuster mm-hmm. video stores were everywhere.
Right.
But times change, you know. So how can we know when to change social media platforms and not be left in the dust when things change?
Yeah. Well, the beauty of all this change, in fact, I'm just going to jump back a little way. It was probably about 2010 or so when I just thought, oh, I just can't keep up with all of this. It was the launch of Twitter, the launch of Facebook. A lot of things were happening then. And it was the time about 2009, I started my radio show instead of my telesummits. You know, I'd get people on the telephone and we'd have a big summit on the phone, you know. Then we went to the radio, you know, and now there's webinars and all that. But I think the beautiful thing is what God told me then, because I was discouraged. I was a little bit older. The youth had the advantage over me as far as the learning curve on all of this technology stuff. And I just felt discouraged. Like, I'll never be able to keep up with this. I don't even understand if I should try. Should I just stop now? Mm-hmm. And God just prompted in my heart that I would be able to learn what I needed to know when I needed to know it. And that would be good enough. And that he even comforted me and he said, you already know a lot more than a lot of people and you'll never know as much as some people. So just rest in it. I've got you where I need you to be.
Amen.
And that's what I encourage everybody because it is completely overwhelming. If you try to stay ahead of the whole technology curve, that's all you're going to do is stay ahead of the technology curve. You won't get anything else done. Mm-hmm. But if you're willing to just let God move you around, and you know, I'm watching this right now, Bob. I'm planning this big summit for January. 2022 will be my 20th anniversary in missions ministry. And so I thought, how can I celebrate God's goodness through this? And I thought, well, if I do a summit for all of my mentees all over the world, how would that look? And I decided I was going to do it on YouTube because even people in the jungle can get YouTube on their phones amazingly. They've got their cell phones out in the jungle. I know. Exactly. How does this work? But they can somehow figure this out. And then I work with women speakers over at womenspeakers.com. And I thought, and they could be the presenters. We could just really have a big party in January to launch 2022. So we're calling it Best You 2022. Well, as I'm doing this, it is just a lot of learning for me as I'm trying to take what I've done at a smaller level and take it up a whole nother notch, you know, to over 100 speakers. You know, this is a big summit. And so it's been quite a, it's an immersion type of a situation. I call it immersion, like you're all of a sudden your head's underwater and you just have your nose up and that's all you can do right now is you can just barely do that. Another way I describe learning seasons like this is on the back of a rocket ship. You know, you're just hanging on for dear life and life is just going so fast you can hardly see it flying by. Yeah. But when you're working with technology, that's kind of how it is. And you have seasons like that, but you don't have to be submerged like that long term. You get through the season, you learned what you needed to learn next, you got done what you needed to get done, and now you move on and you, you know, do your next thing that God has in front of you.
Yeah, amen. Amen. You know, I referenced in the opening that, you know, I discovered I was spending way too much time on social media and not getting any of my primary work accomplished.
Right.
But after that, you know, like you said, I got overwhelmed. So I just stepped back and
you
know, I haven't really updated anything. You know, I might get on there for 10 minutes or so every day. And mm-hmm. I know I'm not utilizing social media the way that I should be, but mm-hmm. you know, my marketing assistant, she keeps harping at me to get with the times. Let's go. Come on. You got to do this, you know, but I just find it hard to commit going down that road again. I mean, how can we maximize the minutes that we have available in order to invest in social media properly?
Yeah. So I wrote a book. It's over at marnie.com. It's a free download. It's called Sane Social Network, Social Networking in 15 Minutes a Day or something like that. I can't remember the rest of the title, but it's just a real short read. And I wrote it at the time when ping, P-I-N-G, was a thing. And so I used the analogy of ping pong. So what tends to happen either with our emails, our text messages, or our social media is that we have two ways to manage this. You can either play ping pong all day, pinging and ponging all day on all these fronts where you get an email, you send a reply, you get an email, you send a reply, you get a text, you send a reply, you get a social media message, you send a reply, and you could do that all day long and that's all you will get done.
Yeah.
Or you can ping, you can send something out and then you can collect the pongs in a pile. You can do that all at once. So it's a batching process and it's a strategy for life. So when I need a grocery, I do not go and buy one grocery. I buy all my groceries so that we get the time. I don't put 1 gallon of gas in my car and then stop for the next gallon. I fill the tank. We do this in many areas of our life, but somehow we've gotten to believe that in this communication zone, if you don't respond in that second, you're going to really miss out on what? I'm not sure what, but something. And so you can choose to do it either way, but how I do it is I do ping and then a couple times a day I pong. And otherwise it just sits and waits. And what I find is that people can accommodate this very quickly. Once they recognize that you're going to do it that way, it's no problem because they have other people in their life that are doing it that way. But if they think you're going to respond instantly, they will respect expect an instant response. And if you are a business like a restaurant and people are placing orders, well, then of course you have to have someone assigned to ponging instantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They don't want to wait till the afternoon to get their eggs.
I'll check in with you at 3 and we'll get your food then.
That's right. Bacon might be a little cold.
But yeah.
Well, what about algorithms and stuff like that? I mean, I heard or read somewhere that, you know, Facebook only promotes your post to like 20% of the contacts you have or something like that. That means 80% of really the people you're trying to reach never even see what you're posting.
I mean, right.
That doesn't sound like a very fair or fun game to me.
Yeah. So I think if you are at a level of playing where you need to have analytics and algorithms and all that, then you need to get some help because those are also always changing. So how they did it 2 months ago is not necessarily how they're going to do it next month. Same with Google search responses. If you're at a level to need that, then you have to actually purchase that. And so you just can't, again, you can't on your own stay ahead of all of this. It's too much. But if you're an individual who is, or a small ministry or a small business who is just using it to spread the word of what you're doing, then, and this is a faith-based audience that I'm talking to right now. I just want to encourage you that God knows where you live. God knows where your business is. God knows where you work, and he can find you. He can have people find you. He can have someone see. This has happened to me over and over and over again, where someone randomly sees something that they hadn't seen before, or that they maybe even shouldn't have seen because God put it out there. So my philosophy, I guess, is that I have tremendous faith in God. I have so much faith in God that he is doing it all, really, all of it. And then he asks me if I want to come along and help. And I can do that if I want to. I can partner with him if I want to in his work. But my faith in God does not mean that I lay in bed in the morning and say, okay, thanks for dressing me. Thanks for feeding me. Thanks for putting my shoes on. Thanks for filling my car with gas. I mean, no, he has work that he wants me to do, but it isn't because he wants me to carry the responsibility of the outcomes of everything. He just has work that he wants to partner with me to do to help our relationship be closer. I'm talking to him while we're doing it, and he's providing all the resources, and he's providing the outcomes, actually. So there's a lot of freedom that I experience in all of the work that I do. There's so much freedom, and I know that he's my big safety net. If I get it wrong, he's going to catch me, and he's going to take my missteps, my mistakes, and my misspoken words, and he's going to turn them into beautiful flower gardens. And I have that picture in my mind because we had this garden that Dave had built me, my husband had built me in our old place in Minnesota, and it was this raised garden. It had railroad ties around the outside rim, but that garden had the hardest time to produce flowers. It was supposed to be a flower garden in the middle of our front yard, but it really struggled. But when he would go and he'd get a pile of manure from a farm and he'd till that manure into that flower garden, bam, wow, the flowers would just grow. And there came a time in my life, Bob, where I was trying so hard to produce everything. I was trying to be good. I was trying to help people. I came to a point where I couldn't really do it anymore. I was like, it's not working. It's like, I feel like I'm almost doing more harm than good here. Yeah. And then for about a year, I wouldn't get out of bed in the morning until I said, the reason I'm getting out of bed today, God, is because you're going to take my missteps, my mistakes, and my misspoken words, my manure, and you're going to turn it into a beautiful flower garden. And then you're going to say, look what we did. Amen. So it takes a lot of the pressure off when we know that it's really not all about us. So we really don't have to be perfect and understand algorithms and get everything just all right. It's really for most people, it's really about, did God prompt you to share a Bible verse today on your social media site? Well, you better share it then. Did God prompt you to respond to something you read with love? Well, then you better respond. And I think that's really what it's all about.
Amen. Amen. Well, how should someone get started into promoting their business on social media? I know you said, go where your clients are at, but if you're just starting out, you don't know where they're at.
Well, you can ask them. That's the best thing. Do you ever hang out on social media? What's your favorite platform? And some of them are going to say Twitter, and some of them are going to say Facebook, and some of them are going to say, I'm never on social media. You might find that the majority of your people aren't even on social media. Again, I think that it is way too big of a world to try to just guess this stuff and get it right. You're not going to be able to do that. So ask your customers and then provide them with something that is a gift. And this is a biblical principle. When you walk into a king, you take him a gift. You don't just walk in empty-handed, you take him a gift. And so when we walk into a new relationship with someone online, say we've known them in person, but now we want to meet them online, or we want to meet a new person online, the best way to enter their presence is with a gift. And that's why almost all websites that you go to offer you something the moment you walk in the door. They offer you a free gift. Download this free ebook or download this report. First of all, they want to give you a gift. Second, they want to connect with you. You respond by saying, yes, I will give you my email address in exchange for the free gift. Mm-hmm. I want to have connection with you. If they take that step, then at that point, they're in your email list and you can send them something else you think they may enjoy. It's really important to remember that when you're sending something to their email, that you are entering their house again. What is something they would enjoy? Not something you want to get off your shelves. What's something they would enjoy? And so you always have to, you know, I really, when I was first in the restaurant business, I did not understand this. I thought that the daily special was something that I wanted to clear out of my refrigerator. Mm. Okay, we've got extra blank in the fridge, so let's have a daily special of blank. But the reality is the daily special has to be the exact thing my customer wanted to buy anyway, and then I sell more that day. So it's all about the customer. And I think that that's, you know, and it's all about serving others. We start with who we are in Christ, what we even have to offer, and then how can I serve you with what I've been given?
Amen. Well, what if someone's been on social media for a while, posting cat pictures and dinner choices for years, and now they want to use their social media accounts for business or ministry purposes? It's not going to look good to, you know, promote your pages and all that. Hey, come visit me on Facebook with funny cat pictures if you're trying to be serious and launching a business or a ministry, right?
Well, if you want to have a actual business or ministry profile, that's what you should have. It's really against the rules for you to use your personal page as a business page. Mm-hmm. That's actually breaking a rule. Okay. Because just what you just said, that's what the founders of these organizations realized, that it doesn't really match very well for you to have, you know, your cat picture, your grandbaby, and then, you know, what you're serving at the restaurant for dinner. I mean, it's just not congruent enough for people to actually follow you and get any benefit. So they're helping you with the rules. They're just actually saying, this is what works, this is what doesn't work. So for sure, if you have your own personal page, then you need to start a business or a ministry page that's separate from that. And then you can decide, you know, who you're going to let into your personal page. So for my personal page, I'm all the way to my 5,000 people. I can't have any more. But that means that I very rarely see my children post anything, because, or my good friends, because I have 5,000 friends. So I'm not seeing that. So you have to, what am I really trying to accomplish here? Am I trying to have it be where I communicate with my kids and my close friends? Well, then keep it under 100. If I'm trying to build a business, well, then decide. Like for me, my business kind of is me. My website is marnie.com. I mean, I was just like, I'm it, you know, when you get there, that's just it. And so for me, it was very congruent to have my personal Facebook page grow to 5,000 and then to start a second page to follow that up for the people that can't fit into the first page. Okay. But for a lot of people, that isn't how to do it. For a lot of people, you'll want to keep your personal page personal and your business business.
When you start, let's say you had 2,500 followers or whatever on your personal page, and then you're going to start a new page for your ministry or whatever.
Yeah.
Now you got zero.
Right.
So someone could, hey, come visit me on Facebook page. They go there, it's like, you know, seven people on there. So I'm like,
They do, but they do allow you to invite all of your connections. Yeah. And so that's how you start your business page. Because a lot of those people that followed you on your personal page really do want to stay connected with your business as well. And they recognize, oh, this has grown so much, they need to do this. It's a positive. It can be spun very positively. And most people see it as a positive. And so a lot of people just instantly jumped over when I went from one to the other. A lot of people instantly jumped on my new page and followed that. So I don't think you have to worry about that so much.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So do you offer any type of service or program to help them travel down this twisting road to become a social media influencer?
Sure. Yeah. At marnie.com, I have a mentorship program that's there. And the first thing you would do is just download my free gift to you as a mentorship assessment to see what kind of mentor you actually need. And then if my program would be a good fit, that's available just on a monthly basis. Otherwise, there is also there in the store, you can click on the storefront and you can find the marketing personality test. That's included in the mentorship membership, but it's also available separate. And I really encourage you, if you're thinking of getting more involved in social media, take that test, because it's going to help you identify where your time will be best spent. So there's columns, and you're going to be able to quickly see my time would not be best spent, you know, developing a blog or trying to speak on podcasts. Or you can rule some stuff out right away, and you can see where you should be spending your time based on just how God built you and what you really love to do and what you really hate to do.
Amen. Amen. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you to check out your programs or maybe do an interview like this, how can they get in touch with you? How can they do
it? Everything's just over at marnie.com. It's my name, M-A-R-N-I-E, marnie.com.
Amen. Amen. I'll put this down in the show notes below.
Thank you.
Is absolutely no question that social media, like it or not, is here to stay. It may not be the same platform 2 years that you're using right now, because everything evolves, right? But you may be thinking, well, maybe I'll just wait until the new stuff comes out in a couple of years. But I believe Marnie Swedberg has laid out the case that you need to be on social media right now. Then in 2 years or 3 years, when things change, then you change. Your followers will be doing the same thing. They'll be changing, so they'll just continue to follow you, right? So use the links down below. Get in touch with Marnie today. Let's get you moved up into the 21st century. Don't be like me living in the 19th century, okay? Use the links below. Reach out to Marnie and tell her that you're ready to become a social media influencer. Amen. Marnie, it was so good to have you back on the program today. I do appreciate it. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you, Bob. Joy to be here.
Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Marnie Swedberg, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.